In the name of the one true and living God. Amen. We just heard Jesus say in today's gospel, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Come to me. During the week, I was tempted to leave those words right there and allow those words to stand on their own as today's sermon. What an invitation. What an invitation that is set before us. I don't know about you, but I have had many a night when I have gone to bed exhausted, yet my mind forgets to turn itself off. How about you? Have you had nights like that? Yes, even before COVID-19, I admit that I have had my moments, but even more so in the weeks, now months, that we have been living two pandemics. I have lain awake wondering all sorts of things. What do I need to do? Can I do to be present, safely present to parishioners? What can I do? What can we do as a church that has not been able to meet in person? What does leadership look like? Pastoral care look like? In all this time, have I been helpful to anybody? What will worship look like when we return? Is it feasible to continue discussions regarding partnerships with others, with the Normandy School District, with UMSL, with our neighboring churches? Can this be the time to dream, really dream, to create something altogether new for this parish, as there is no turning back to what was? Like other clergy in the diocese, I am a bit tired. And maybe like some of you, the actions and inactions of our local and civic leadership, well, they've not put our minds at ease. The news, which constantly reminds us of the number of rising coronavirus cases and deaths because of it, and images of civil rest and its tolls, they are all hardly soothing. And like you, I think of my family and my friends as we are apart. And I pray with all my might that they will continue to be safe from harm, that no illnesses and no physical harm will come to them while living Black. Yet even in the midst of all of the unknown, there have been many, many, many times that I have recognized and experienced great peace and comfort, even joy. My creative juices flowing. And with a less hectic pace now, experiencing in the midst of walks and of sitting in silence, knowing more than ever before that God is present and God is ultimately in control. And I am able to hear God's voice. I can even hear birds chirping and squirrels scampering on the patio screen and on the nearest trees. And I see more than ever the various shades of green and the flowers that nature has to offer. And I do hear and see the good deeds done in this city and in this diocese and in the world, and think, we are not totally lost. There is hope. We are not alone. That said, maybe, just maybe, Jesus' invitation is just what we need to hear, not only today, but for the rest of our lives. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Or as Eugene Peterson put in his modern translation of the Bible, The Message, are you tired, worn out, burned out by religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. What does the wonderful words say to this song? I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me all along this pilgrim journey. Lord, I want Jesus to walk with me. Because yes, I'm tired. Yes, I want to recover life. Walk with me. Walk with us, Jesus, along this pilgrim journey. Come to me, Jesus said, and I will give you rest. This is a wonderful promise when we are feeling overwhelmed and tired and our anxiety levels are at their peak. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. It is a promise that offers hope of help, hope of a God who will lift the sweaty loads off our backs and replace them with a lighter yoke. Lighter because it yokes us with one who is greater than we are, and with whose strong help we can bear any burden. God says to all of us, stop trying to do it all on your own. Stop trying to be your own Superman and Superwoman. Stop promising to give your worries and burdens to me when all you do is snatch them back. Rest in me. Walk with me. Together, we can get through this. In his book, God Has a Dream, retired Archbishop Desmond Tutu wrote these words in his introduction. Dear child of God, I write these words because we all experience sadness. We all come at times to despair. And we all lose hope that the suffering in our lives and in our world will ever end. I want to share with you my faith and my understanding that this suffering can be transformed and redeemed. There is no such thing as a totally hopeless case. Our God is an expert at dealing with chaos, with brokenness, with all the worst that we can imagine. God created order out of disorder, cosmos out of chaos, and God can do so always, can do so now, in our personal lives and in our lives as nations globally. The most unlikely person, the most improbable situation, these are all transfigurable. They can be turned into their glorious opposites. Indeed, God is transforming the world now through us. Why? Because God loves us. Sisters and brothers, Jesus says, come. Come to me, all you that are weary, all you who are running around in circles, all you who are fretting and anxious and carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. Come to me if you are burdened by illness or debt or addiction, or traumatized, or whatever else ails you. I am not telling you to put your heads in the sand, but I want you to know that I am here for you. So come to me, walk with me, and you will find rest for your soul. I promise I will give you what you need. And so we pray. Take our weariness, ease our burdens. Walk with us, Lord. Amen.